Our gospel today, we hear two parables about the kingdom of God. And I was reading quite a few years back a book by Pope Benedict XVI. And he had just made a reference that, you know, we can look at the kingdom of God as just a foreshadowing of Jesus. That Jesus is the kingdom of God itself. And so when we have that very context in our minds, just looking at that very second parable, when he says, to what shall we compare the kingdom of God? To what shall we compare Jesus? Jesus is like a mustard seed. Coming just in the human flesh. But the thing is once he is planted into the ground, once Jesus dies upon the cross and is buried, he comes bursting forth in the resurrection. He changes everything. And because of that major change, because he comes bursting forth, it changes the lives of his apostles. It changes the lives of those disciples. And they then go and change the lives of others. They go throughout, they're spread throughout the countryside, and they begin to teach and to change the lives of those people, who then begin to change the lives of others. And it spreads to where we are today throughout the whole world. To where the church is not just here at Blessed Sacrament, and just not here in the Diocese of Wichita, Kansas. It's not just in Rome. It is everywhere. Because Christ, that one mustard seed planted in the ground of the earth, rose from the dead, bursted forth, and from him came the church. Now, my brothers and sisters, when we see that that is the very life of Christ, and we are called to imitate that life, we are called to be in union with that life, that we are then meant to be like, I think of Saint Benedict, or Saint Francis of Assisi, Saint Dominic, St. Ignatius of Loyola, all of them, they just themselves were one person. And yet, they went out. And others started to join them to where St. Benedict began the Benedictine order. St. Francis, the Franciscans, St. Dominic, the Dominicans. But it wasn't just way back then. It's even recently. Or St. Teresa of Calcutta, that one extraordinary woman. But just like you and me, one who has been baptized, one who would receive the sacraments, she, wanting to be completely united to Christ, went and gave of herself to the poorest of the poor. And others came to be with her. And she started her very own religious order so that those very branches may be able to accept the poorest of the poor into the church. Because that is what Christ desires, to bring all of humanity into one with Him. Now the beauty of this is that it's just not for those what people we would almost think are exceptional people. It's for each and every single one of us. We're called to be exceptional. But each in our own way, in the way God is calling us, we are called to be able to plant ourselves, to come bursting forth and to grow, so that others may become part of us. And this is why I brought down this very stole. Because this, my brothers and sisters, is some of a calling, like I said, for all of us, but especially for you fathers. And on this Father's Day weekend, I think of my own dad. Because it wasn't anything extraordinary. It was always just the very small things he would do. But it was small things of sacrifice, small things of service for myself, for my brothers. Because, to be honest, I mean, I've gotten a lot of things from my dad. He's handed on a lot of things to me. Good looks. Good grades. Those actually came from my mom, not from him. Sorry, Dad, if you're going to listen to this, just the truth. But it's in this very part that what he really gave me each and every single day is what this stole really represents. He gave me sacrificial love of forgiveness, of mercy, of what it meant to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to lay down my life for you. I am going to plant myself in you so that you may grow, so that you may burst forth. Because as Jesus comes, what he is doing is he has been receiving the love of the Heavenly Father, and it comes gushing into Jesus. Jesus receives that love of his divine Father, and it overflows, and he then pours it out onto us. Fathers, we're meant to receive that very love of God and to pour it forth upon your family, upon your children. That is the greatest gift you can plant in them. Because I hold this stole, because the first time I was made a priest, it is the tradition that a priest will then, after being newly ordained, will go and hear confessions. And the very stole that he wore is given to his dad at the end of his first Mass. And the stole is given to the dad, never to be worn, but rather to be buried with him. A stole like this will be in my Father's hands as he will go to lay to rest in the ground. As an understanding that as he will go before Almighty God, before as he will go before Jesus, in a way he will be able to say to him, I tried to follow you, Jesus. I tried to follow your sacrificial love. I tried to follow your mercy. And I tried to hand it on to my family. I tried to hand it on to my son, who is a priest. It's the greatest gift he ever gave me. The gift of his sacrificial love, to where I remember as a kid walking up to him, he'd be busy doing something. I'd say, hey, Dad, can we in 15 minutes go out in the backyard and play catch? He would say, let's just do it right now. He would stop what he was doing to do that. Or if I would get into trouble, which I often did in high school, I mean, there would be a reprimand, but the next day would be a new day. A day of forgiveness, a day of starting over. Which is really what the confessional is all about. It's what sacrificial love is all about. To be able to say, you know what, I want to have a new beginning and I want to plant myself in you. I want you to grow. I want you to flourish. And that is the calling of all of us. But especially to you fathers. Because I don't stand here as a priest if I didn't have the example of my own dad. My brother who is married would not be the great dad that he is if he didn't have the example of my own father as well. The role that you have, fathers, is so important each and every single day. And it's nothing that just happens like that. St. Benedict, St. Teresa of Calcutta, they didn't start the religious order in just one day. It grew over time. And it's the same thing with the family. It's the same thing in the role of being a father. That it's a day in and day out. I am going to give myself as Jesus gives of himself in sacrificial love, in forgiveness, in compassion, towards the family that you are meant to build and to grow for the glory of God. And as we approach our Lord then in this Eucharist, as we receive that very love of Jesus, fathers, you will be in my prayers. That you too will continue to be that example of what this stole represents, of mercy, of sacrificial love, that you desire to plant within your children as you imitate our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.